There are school fire drills. If you're of a certain age, you remember the atomic bomb drills. Duck and cover under your desk. On a sign of today's times, many students and workers participate in active shooter training. But Japan has had other kinds of disasters. Earthquakes, tsunamis, typhoons, volcano eruptions, and of course, two atomic bombs. So there, a disaster theme park is helping residents prepare for survival. Susan Phillips paid a visit to one and has this report.
Okay, so I have to put this tablet on?
I'm at the Tokyo Public Bayshore Disaster Prevention Park to learn how to survive in a world without electricity, running water, heat, or air conditioning for 72 hours. I look at the screen in my hand for the next clue.
You choose a language.
And I choose English.
Next, I choose my disaster. In this case, an earthquake.
True story?
True story.
Yeah, okay, it's 6 p.m. in December. You're on the cinema floor on the 10th floor of the station department store.
A woman in an orange jacket directs me toward an elevator. I jump on with a Chilean tourist, my Japanese translator, Hiro Sasso, and his wife, Mary.
Okay. Yeah,
press one, okay?
Press one. So this is the start.
And then it begins.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. This is the earthquake.
Yeah.
So we should...
All right, I'm going to press every button. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
After the simulated earthquake shakes the elevator, an announcer tells us to stay calm. But the elevator door is not opening right away, which is unnerving, even though this is just practice.
Okay. So it opened. I pressed every button. Something opened. Okay.
We all stumble out into a dark hallway.
The emergency exit lights.
Got it.
My tablet tells me there's a blackout. We come to a big space. It looks like a movie set for a post-apocalyptic urban streetscape.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
Lights are blinking, broken glass lines the sidewalks, overturned electrical poles dangle precariously overhead, and crumbling buildings block the path. Before we can move on, the tablet computer asks me multiple choice questions, like, what to do if you see a fire? Right answer, shout fire.
The first priority for the massive disaster is to save the lives. Till the outside relief rescue team is ready to provide any relief to the people who survived within that.
I answered most of the survival questions correctly, but I made some mistakes and end up with a broken leg on the scoreboard. Next, we walk past shelters made out of cardboard boxes. Instructions show how to make stoves out of tin cans. Signs urge us to stockpile food now.
So anyway, if quake happens right now, they will take you to the right place to evacuate. Don't worry.
Like every theme park, there's a gift store. And this one includes everything you would need in a disaster.
Oh, wow.
There's Hello Kitty solar-powered lanterns, freeze-dried food, water that can be stored for 5 years, even safety-themed rice crackers in the shape of a man with a helmet. And of course, your very own crash helmet kit you can assemble from cardboard and plastic.
You can fold it like this one, this way.
Hiro and Mary show me around the store.
This is a plastic bag, you know, just put underneath the toilet, okay? Then after you've done the work, job, then you can put to this the powder, so make it less smelling, so then you tie it up.
So you're basically going in a plastic bag.
Yes, right.
It's just you're doing it in a toilet.
Yeah, toilet, but using plastic bag.
The Japanese seem prepared for everything. On the tour, we met Patricio Winkler. He's a civil engineer and professor from Chile who specializes in earthquakes and tsunamis.
And there are big similarities between Chile and Japan in terms of earthquakes and tsunamis.
Do they have anything like this in Chile where people can come and learn?
No, this kind of educational facilities? No, it's a pity.
About several hundred thousand people visit this center each year. Winkler says disaster preparation is part of Japanese culture.
It's kind of embedded in the everyday life. That's something that we don't have, at least. I know that in the U.S. it's not like that, neither. It's strange.
Being super prepared doesn't seem strange to Hiro and Mary. They know the long history of disasters that have struck Japan.
And I think also the Japanese are aware that worse than the earthquake would be a breakdown of civilization, really. And so what's important is to hold up civilized values.
The Sasso say disaster preparedness is even more relevant since the massive 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi plant. The earthquake and tsunami killed close to 16,000 people and devastated the country's northeast region. So in such a vulnerable country, it makes sense to be prepared. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Phillips.
And Susan's story was reported with the support of the International Center for Journalists.